Hi, good morning. Sorry about the delay. This is Elizabeth Coble from DPW. We are going to continue with today's bid opening for Centennial Park Rehabilitation. The contract number is H41876-01G. I have with me here today
Chris Lemoyne from the Clerk of the Legislature's office.
And then Frank, are you on the call?
Yeah, this is Frank from the Controller's office.
And Loretta?
Yes, Loretta D'Anicio, Public Works. Can I say something really quickly, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you for your patience. We had technical difficulties. We're going to go forward. I am going to request that everybody put their phone on mute. As such, this is a bid opening, not an open forum for discussion, so there cannot be any questions back and forth regarding the bid opening. If you need her to repeat something, that's one thing, but questions cannot take place because it interrupts the bid opening. Please wait to disconnect until after the final bids have been read. Again, I have to emphasize that you mute your phones because we hear everything. All of us hear everything that you're saying and doing, and it's very distracting. So I really appreciate that. If you have any questions after the bid opening, please email the project manager. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Loretta. And again, my apologies for the technical difficulties. So we're going to continue. Like I said, it's for Centennial Park Rehabilitation, contract H41876-01G. And I'm going to open the first bid. Okay, the first bidder is Doyle Blatant, Inc., and their surety company is Berkeley Insurance Company. The surety is for 10% of the bid amount. The bid amount is $4,419,353.00. I'll repeat, $4,419,353.00. Our next bidder is JSAN Contracting Corp. Again, JSAN Contracting Corp. The surety company is Hudson Insurance Company, and the surety is for 10% of the bid amount. The bid amount is for $4,153,980.86. To repeat, $4,153,980.86. Our next bidder is PSL Industries, Inc. Again, PSL Industries, Inc. The surety company is United States Fire Insurance Company. Excuse me, United States Fire Insurance Company, and it is for 10% of the bid amount. The bid amount in this case is $3,979,183.00. To repeat, $3,979,183.00. Next bidder, Roadwork Ahead, Inc. Roadwork Ahead, Inc. Western Surety Company is the insurance company. Again, Western Surety Company. And it is in 10% of the bid amount. Bid is $6,152,610.00. Again, $6,152,610.00. Next bidder, Stephen Dudner Landscaping, Inc. Again, Stephen Dudner Landscaping, Inc. The surety company is Travelers Casualty Insurance Company
has left the conference.
I'll repeat, Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America, and it is in 10% of the bid box, of the bid. Bid amount, $4,557,820.00. $4,557,820.00. Next bidder, the Land Tech Group, Inc. The Land Tech Group, Inc. The surety company is the Hanover Insurance Company. The Hanover Insurance Company. And the surety is in 10% of the bid amount. The bid amount is $3,316,543.00. Again, $3,316,543.00. Next bidder, William A. Gross Construction Associates, Inc. William A. Gross Construction Associates, Inc. The surety company is Berkley Insurance Company. Again, Berkley Insurance Company. And the surety is 10% of the bid bond amount. Bid amount. The bid amount, $4,998,000.00. To repeat, $4,998,000.00. Next bidder, Woodstock Construction Group, LTD. Again, Woodstock Construction Group, LTD. The surety company is QBE Insurance Corporation. Again, QBE Insurance Corporation. And the surety is in 10% of the bid amount. The bid amount is $3,477,940.00. I'll repeat, $3,477,940.00. So the apparent low bidder for Centennial Park, H41876-01G, is Landtech Group, Inc. Their bid amount...
David.
...has left the conference.
The bid amount was $3,316,000.
Has left the conference.
Oh, wait a second. Are we done? Please just refrain from hanging up. I need another minute. So the bid for Landtech is the apparent low bidder, $3,316,543.00. I'll say it one more time, $3,316,543.00. And I will read the WIC. The WIC is... We have Azar Industries, and that's spelled A-R-A-Z Industries, for plumbing at $160,000, and Wellsback Electric for electrical work at $140,000. So that would complete today's bid opening, and thank you again, everyone, for your patience, and have a pleasant day. Thank you.
Thank you.